Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, being joined today by our Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson. And Sven, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. And of course, you had the Perry City Council meeting last night, and so went over some exciting things. So we'll get started. There's three different projects that are being worked on. So we'll start off with the Frog Creek Restoration Project, if you can kind of give some details and updates about that.
You bet. So this is a project that probably happens every few years, few being 10 to 20 years. So if anybody's been down to Frog Creek recently, you'll notice that a lot of the trees along the creek and some of the brush have been cleared out. So that's just kind of one of those maintenance things. But with this project, we're actually hiring a contractor to come in and do some regrading and plantings on the bank to help with erosion. And then also some other kind of features along that stretch through Pattee Park to make it a little bit more accessible. So a really great project, kind of that maintenance thing that needs to happen every 20-ish years. When I was a kid, all those trees were probably not there or very small. Makes me feel old now. But so great project. We did bid this project last year about the same time, and it came in quite a bit higher than we wanted it to. So we rejected all those bids and changed some things around. So one of the things that we changed is we took out clearing and grubbing of those trees, and we were able to accomplish that in-house with our parks department. So a great way to save some money, kind of with our own workforce, to be able to get those bids back down, and came in very close to what the engineer's estimate was. So we were able to award that contract last night. That contractor will have our pre-construction meeting and get their timeline, but probably sometime this summer when the water levels are lower, be able to come in and do some of that work. So excited about that. And it's going to be some nice kind of attributes to add to Pattee Park. There's going to be a couple of areas where you will be able to get down closer to the water and be able to interact with the creek. I know my parents were not happy with me a few times when I climbed out of those creek banks covered in mud, soaked head to toe. So hoping to get kids kind of back involved in that ecological side of Pattee Park, trying to catch crawdads and all that fun stuff that we used to do. So, again, exciting project and one of those projects that's going to help kind of push some rehabilitation of Pattee Park forward as well. So really excited about that one.
Yeah, no, they're bringing some life back. So, that's exciting to hear. Another one of these projects pertains to the Iowa Street Stormwater Wetland project. So what are the details about that one?
You bet. So this one has been in the works for quite a while, so we should have had some information out on that. But this consists of a parcel right along 141. You probably noticed it. We planted it just to some cover crop last year to help keep weeds down and make it look presentable as we wait for the project to start. And then we also acquired a parcel right behind the Super 8 there, between the Super 8 and the D-Max sign, as kind of a phase two portion of this project. So this is going to be a whole lot of grading work, and it's going to end up with a really nice stormwater wetland. So that's going to be able to slow down some of the stormwater that comes through there. So we've had, in major rain events, we've had some stormwater issues and some flooding issues in that side of town. So we're hoping to try and help alleviate some of that by being able to hold some of that back. So it's kind of some stormwater management and then also some cleaning of that water before it makes its way into Beaver Creek on the north edge of town. So kind of that, again, that two phase, we're going to split that water a little bit. So some of it will go under Iowa Street and into that second wetland behind Super 8. and then some will go down 26th Street sewer as well. Again, it's a whole interesting scenario of stormwater in that area because the storm sewer along Willis Avenue, Iowa Street, and 26th Street all converge to one pipe that goes out behind Perrywood Apartments and through a big field. So you can actually watch the Willis Avenue water fight the 26th Street water and push its way back and forth as the pressures change. So as fun as that is to watch, it's an issue that we want to solve, and this project is going to help with that. So one thing I didn't mention was the funding sources. So for Frog Creek, we did receive a $500,000 grant to do that work. So we're going to have to cover about $150,000, but that equates to about a 72% grant funded project. I'm very proud of the Iowa Street project because we were able to get grants to cover 95% of that project. So it's going to be really a beautiful entrance into town, help spruce up that entrance, and then add a park amenity to that kind of corner of town that's a little bit of a park desert. So long-term plans would be to include kind of a natural playground feature and help maybe do some signage and education along that maintenance path around the new wetland there. Really just trying to engage the community in that ecology side of what we're doing as a community. So yeah, just really excited about that one. Again, it's going to be a great asset to the community, and especially that side of town that really does not have a lot for park space.
Yeah, no, that's going to be really exciting. And yeah, so I'm looking forward to that one. And then of course, the other project that's being worked on pertains to the 2024 street repairs.
Yeah. So with that project, we are usually we are able to do around 60 blocks of residential streets. And this year's project, we also are including a couple of parking lot rehabilitations. So the parking lot right behind Napa will become paved for some kind of downtown parking amenities. And then we're also going to be repaving and rehabilitating one of the parking lots down at Pattee Park as well. So again, excited about that, excited to be able to keep sprucing up some other areas of town. And funding is kind of difficult for those residential streets because we're not able to use state or federal funding as much on those streets because they're not classified correctly. So with this project, it's about $1.4 million, and that will come from our local option sales tax, which, what was that, 2018, 2019, somewhere in there? The community passed with overwhelming support to be able to make that investment within our community. So partially from that local option sales tax, and then also from the fuel tax increase that the state passed in about 2015, I think it was. So we intentionally carve off about $130,000 of that, which is what equated to that fuel tax increase to Perry per year to be able to pay back this bond. So a lot going on in town, and the airport project is going to be wrapping up this year. So we have to find other stuff to build, right? So, but overall, just exciting to be able to get some of that stuff done and move forward. So it'll be a busy summer for contractors in Perry. So
I was going to say, sound like you're really busy, but a good busy.
Yeah. Yep. It's a fun busy. And, you know, that's part of what I love about this job is this is the community that I grew up in. And I love being able to do projects that people can see and feel and interact with to really make it a place that people want to be able to raise a family in, spend more time in, and things like that. So definitely makes this job very meaningful to me personally.
Absolutely. Well, that is our Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson, on our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Sven, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, it's great as always. Thank you.
You're welcome. Our Let's Talk Dallas County program brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.